From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter has called on Turkey to focus on the fight against Islamic State and not engage U.S. allied Kurdish forces in its drive into northern Syria. Carter Monday called on the Kurdish YPG forces to pull back to positions east of the Euphrates River.
We've called on both sides to not fight with one another, to continue to focus the fight on ISIL. That's the basis of our cooperation with both of them, and specifically not to engage one another.
Turkey, which intervened in the Syrian conflict last week, is trying to drive IS militants and Kurdish YPG forces from border areas after suffering a series of terror bombings. Kurdish forces recently helped push IS militants out of Manbij, west of the Euphrates. The U.S. Monday called on the Kurds to redeploy east of the river and warned Turkey the targeting of SDF forces will undermine efforts to forge a united front against Islamic State. Libyan forces continued chipping away at the last neighborhoods held in the coastal city of Sirte by Islamic State fighters. Forces loyal to the Tripoli-based Government of National Accord, or GNA, said late Monday they liberated one of the last two districts held by IS fighters. They have lost more than 40 killed and hundreds wounded in 2 days of fighting. At least 54 people were killed when a suicide bomber drove his car into a government recruitment center in the Yemeni port city of Aden Monday in an attack claimed by Islamic State. Dozens were wounded in the worst single attack on the Arabian Peninsula this year. Yemen is embroiled in an 18-month civil war, pitting the government of internationally recognized President Abd Rabbo Mansour Hadi against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. This is VOA News.